I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever been so thirsty that when you finally get a drink of water, it tastes sweet? Or so hungry that your first bite of food, no matter what it is, tastes like the best thing you've ever eaten? Human beings have needs. We hunger and we thirst, and if we go without for long enough, we grow weak. Our minds get fuzzy. Our strength runs out. I think that's one reason why the Bible is so replete with examples of human need. Scripture is full of the language of desire. In the Psalms, we hunger and thirst for righteousness. It's visceral. Psalm 104 says, "All creation looks to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you extend your hand, they are satisfied with good things." We can count on God to nourish us, to satisfy us with good things, to meet our needs. Not just our physical needs, but our spiritual and emotional needs as well. He is aware of the longings of our heart, and his relationship with us is such that he is the one who satisfies. We need only trust him. In John 4, when Jesus encounters the Samaritan woman at the well, he changes her life in one conversation. He tells her about springs of living water, and she says, "Sir, give me access to this water." The disciples had gone into the village for food. When they come back, they are shocked to find Jesus talking to this Samaritan woman. She goes away testifying about him. The disciples try to give Jesus some food, but he tells them, "I have food to eat that you don't even know about." The disciples ask each other, "Did someone give him something to eat?" John 4:34 says this, "Then Jesus explained, 'My nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work.'" By using the language of need and nourishment, Jesus is able to cut right to our hearts. We understand what it feels like to be hungry and thirsty, the need to be nourished. The woman at the well felt it when he spoke to her about living water, and he was talking about the Holy Spirit springing up from within. And the disciples felt it when he told them about a different kind of bread. Think about what it means to be nourished by doing the will of God. It's like we're longing for something on a deep level that's spiritual but almost physical, a place we can sense in our bodies. And this thing we're longing for, this thing we need, is to partner with our Creator. God is moving on the earth. His Spirit is present, seeking to accomplish his will, and we get to partner with him. He sends us out to heal the world, to join him in his work, shepherding the flock, tending the fields, reaping the harvest. Joining God in this work will nourish you. It will satisfy your soul like water in a dry and thirsty land. How is he inviting you to partner with him? Where do you notice spiritual hunger and thirst in your life? Reach out to God. Partner together with him. He will satisfy your soul with good things. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.